Hey, we're coming out of the locker room after the halftime break. We got 90 in the rear view and 90 still to go to the big show. We promised him, we bring him to you. It is Mo from Houston Family Nutrition. He is joining us now on the hotline as we get you caught up on any questions and answers that you need to discuss as we get this weight loss challenge going in week number one. Mo, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good thanks for having me back on.
Anytime, my friend. Right off the bat, Barry, you got a question for Mo.
Yeah, I did. Well, Mo, you've been giving out good tips on Twitter and on the Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge Facebook page, and I encourage people to go and follow you on Twitter. It's HUFAM Nutrition, correct?
Yes, HOUFAM Nutrition.
Yeah.
On Twitter, yes, we're releasing daily tips out there every day of this contest. So
yeah.
Join
the Facebook group as well. So the tips that you're giving out are cool. And I'm a guy that I can't just like eat good. I've got to have a diet with a plan and everything. And I've been looking into, cause I love steak and I love bacon and I love, I like assorted meats. Yeah. So I was looking at keto. I was looking at, the paleo diet. And of course back in the day I did the Atkins diet when it became all the rage.
Sure.
Tell me the difference between these three diets, which one you recommend, if you recommend any of them, and can those all be beneficial to a weight loss program?
Yeah, when we think about diets or diet plans to go on, really it's all in the spirit of, getting us to eat the way that we're supposed to, get us to be mindful of the food that we're supposed to eat. When you think about keto or Atkins, what we're trying to do is put the body into ketosis. And to do that, we're really trying to limit carbohydrates to a very, very low degree. Now, when a client of mine will, talk about going on ketogenic diet, I'll want to make sure that they're getting the vitamins and minerals that they're going to be missing out on by cutting out things like grains, cutting out things like fruits, which are the major contributor of carbohydrates. So, right off the bat, it's important to make sure you have a plan to get those nutrients, maybe with supplementation or some other means. And the other thing is, of course, I ask my clients, are you going to be eating that way for the rest of your life? Are you intending to do this for a period of time, or do you actually, want to eat like this for the rest of your life? And most of the time, it's, the answer is, well, I just want to do it till I lose the weight. And then my question is, well, how do you plan to eat after you lose the weight? Because I want people to have long-term success. So what I do at Houston Family Nutrition is I help them with that day, the day after the diet. How are you going to eat to keep the weight off, to keep a healthy lifestyle?
That's good stuff. I mean, yep. On the flip side, Mo, the question I was going to ask, a lot of people are trying to live a healthier lifestyle by going more vegan or going more with eliminating meats and going plant-based. I saw a story on the Today Show about all these guys that were like 300 and 400 pounds that lost all this weight by going to a plant-based diet. But how do you still make sure you get your proteins and your essentials when you're eliminating a main source of your proteins and some fats, some good fats and things with some of the meats?
That's an excellent question. I mean, you're right. When you're eliminating whole food groups, whether you're missing out the vitamins and minerals or really missing out the proteins and the macronutrients, I mean, you're really talking to the value of a registered dietitian like me, where, you go to a pro to make sure that your bases are covered. Sometimes nutrition deficiencies will show up very obviously. You might feel tired, you might feel fatigued, hair might start to fall out. But sometimes those nutritional deficiencies, don't always show up very clearly. So a registered dietitian will look out for you and make sure that your bases are covered. Now, in terms of using a vegan diet or going meat-free to lose the weight, that's kind of individual by individual. For an individual that doesn't feel like they can stick with that long term, then I wouldn't say that's for them. If you want to cut back on some meat or have some meatless meals every now and again as a way to cut down some calories, increase your veggies, I think that's something worth trying.
Okay, that's good stuff.
All right, let's go to Juan. He's got a question for you on the phone lines. Juan, what's your question for Mo?
Hey, what's up, Steelers fan Juan? Hey, I wanted to ask about saturated versus unsaturated fat, your comments, and also ask about the ratio of aerobic versus anaerobic exercise. What's more important?
Good stuff.
Well, thanks, Juan. Great question there. Yeah, so saturated fat, I'm glad you touched on that. We think of saturated fat as a fat that remains solid at room temperature. So and you have a big steak and you see the cap of fat around the outside, that white solid fat, that's saturated fat. And, of course, the unsaturated fats are more like the liquid oils, you know, maybe some of these, like olive oils, flaxseed. Now, both of them have the same amount of calories, but they react in the body very, very differently. Saturated fat promotes increase in triglycerides, increase in cholesterol production from the liver, whereas unsaturated fats, the healthier fats, those promote, you know, the opposite effect. We see a decrease in cholesterol when folks are getting adequate amounts of unsaturated fat. You can find unsaturated fat in, you know, in fish, in nuts, seeds, those kind of things. And, of course, saturated fats are going to be things like margarine, butter, and meat. So we want to keep saturated fat to about 7 grams per day or less. Now, as far as aerobic exercise or anaerobic exercise, my first comment is going to be, you know, I would just say, let's get exercising, right? I've already seen in this contest, in the Facebook group, so many folks who's kind of pushing through even the cold weather we've had the last couple of days, just getting out there and starting to move their muscles, starting to get active. That was really, really great to see, because if you can get out on a really cold day, you know, when the weather's a lot nicer, of course you're going to get moving. You know, you want to get a mix of cardio, so get your heart rate up a little bit, and you want to mix in some strength. You want to build muscle, because muscle burns calories even when you're at rest.
If you want to call, like Juan, 713-780-3776, we've got a couple minutes left in the segment if you have a question for Mo. So, Mo, the way I remember saturated versus unsaturated is that the saturated fats are delicious, but they're bad for you, so you can't have those. Talk a little bit about, you mentioned a little bit about the muscle thing. I think a misconception from a lot of people is if you work out and you try to add a lot of muscle that you're not going to lose weight, but you were saying it's kind of the opposite. Is that true?
Yes, that is absolutely, yeah. That's one of the biggest myths that we want to tackle. You know, bulking up or you know, trying to tack on muscle, the activities that you'll put in, your first of all, you're going to be burning calories. Also, you're going to be losing a lot of fat. When we look at the weight on the scale, that's really just one factor. You know, this whole contest, you know, we're calling it a fitness challenge. We're calling it, you know, we're counting the pounds on the scale. But at the same time, we're promoting fat loss. So we want to make sure that the weight that we have on us is going to be, you know, the right kind of weight. You know, at my practice, I have a monitor that I measure my clients' body fat percentage along with the weight. So they'll come to me, we'll weigh in every session, but I'll also measure their body fat percent, and I'll measure the waist and hip measurements to make sure that the fat is melting off the right areas. And, you know, with the body fat monitor, we're making sure that, you know, the weight coming off is not muscle weight. It's actually, you know, the fat. So bulking up, building muscle will help you improve your calorie balance, will help you keep lose fat, but also keep the fat off.
That's awesome stuff, Mo. We appreciate you spending some time with us. Houston Family Nutrition on Twitter. It's at @HOUFAMNutrition. And Mo, you're at 900 Love It in the Montrose area. If people want to come out and see you, because you will consult and help them, get them signed up on some things, tell them also how to reach out to you via phone.
Yeah, so you can reach me at 832-844-0789. Again, 832-844-0789. And guys, this thing is really, really off to a great start. A lot of people have been downloading the free meal plan. A lot of people joining the Facebook group. So there's a lot of momentum on this thing.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with it too, Mo. And a lot of it's because of you. So we appreciate your participation as well. And we'll be in touch again real soon.
Excellent. Look forward to talking to you guys.
There you go. Mo from Houston Family Nutrition. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. If there's something on your mind, the hotline is now open, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more on The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.